Only Human Radio.
Who thought we'd get to episode 2, Andy? Good lord, we got through episode 1. We never thought we'd actually get a second one in there, but we are, we're here. Can you believe this?
We've had some really nice comments about the first episode, so let's do another one.
Well, it's nice to get positive comments rather than what we were expecting, which is obviously a very positive thing. So Andy and I are in the studio again. Evening, Andy. You're looking very well and really handsome, as always. We've obviously got our screen between us because we're still in lockdown. But inside the control room tonight, we have a very special guest tonight outside there. We have Dr. Boom, the actual Dr. Boom in the room, the Prince of Synth. We've got Dave Julian. Dave, if you press that big green button in front of you, that should bring you through straight through to the studio.
That large illuminated green one.
That's the one. Don't press the red one, Dave, for crying out loud. Do not press the red one. If you press that red one, then Dave Lee Travis is let out of that cupboard and we have to play snooker on the radio for an hour and a half, whether we like it or not. Exactly. Just press the green one.
Green button. There you go.
How's that? Hey. Good evening, Dave. You all right?
I'm all right, thanks, Andy. Yeah, how are you?
You're looking well.
Right, thanks. Well, you know, summer. Yeah, and letting the hair grow as well. It's just growing wild.
Bit of a mullet going on.
I don't know what it is. It's you know, there's areas where it doesn't grow anymore. But where it does grow, it's really growing.
It looks fantastic. And you've got shorts on as well. You've got a proper summer look going on.
No hair. Thanks, though. Yeah, nice to join you tonight for episode 2. Thanks very much. And I must say what you were saying about the first episode as well, because I was following it on YouTube, and it really had the feel of one of your TV shows, because of you two hosting it as well, and the music content.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
And it was a really good, positive scroll of chat going down, I thought.
On nice.
YouTube as well, that I saw going on, and I just thought it was a really nice vibe going on around the show there.
It was fun. It was exciting. I think everybody enjoyed it. And we've got a really exciting show again ahead of us tonight. So, Andy, what have we got on tonight?
Tonight, we are looking backwards and forwards. We're going to have a look at some of the Only Human Modulate pot of fantastic tunes. So some of it is from the first Only Human compilation. Only Human 1, weirdly. And some of it's from the second Only Human compilation. And then there's some other things as well that people might not have heard before. So, lovely bag of goodness tonight.
Is the second Only Human compilation by any chance called Only Human 2?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, just wanted to clear that up. So what have we got coming up first, though? That's the key thing. What have we got to excite us and whet our appetite for the evening?
I mean, tonight, do you know, there's a really, really great mix of stuff tonight. I would say it's a little bit more laid back than the first show.
So who are we starting off with?
We have got Mr. Ross Alexander. It's Hope, and it's the original mix.
We'll be right back.
Human Radio.
Crikey! Well, do you know, I had a little sit down and a little. I actually am looking out my window now, and it is sunset here, so I was having a little look out my sunset. Yeah. Small tear in my eye, a little bit of beer in my mouth. Not enough for about 30 seconds. That wasn't due to his tune. That was due to three beers before actually starting the show. But what a thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyable tune.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
He's played a couple of... He played a couple of Only Humans. He did the Nexus night and he's done a Story House. Yeah. He's been great both times. For me, it's exactly the kind of sounds I like to hear. Sort of Detroit, bit early techno, electro, that kind of thing. Absolutely ace, love it.
Yeah,
but super smooth, super produced. Yeah, absolutely a bit of house in there. Absolutely. Well, that was superb. Ross Alexander, thank you very much indeed. And we're moving on to a friend of ours from Modulate Brighton. So Graham, who runs Modulate Brighton, who also goes under the name of Joseph Hecht. We got it right last time. He said our pronunciation was perfect of Joseph Hecht last time. But it's a superb song. I love a bit of sampling inside a song, and particularly a bit of unusual sampling. And there's actually two songs tonight. And I'm not going to let you into the second one, but there's two songs tonight that I wrote down when I had a little bit of a note-making thing about this. Slightly nightmarish. And this was one of them, because there's Bagpuss samples in there.
There is. At the end, there's a Bagpuss sample.
Well, right at the beginning as well. If you listen at the beginning, there's a yawn right at the beginning, which is Bagpuss as well.
Yeah.
And as lovely as it is, and as fantastic the song is, there's an eerie feel to that childishness about it as well.
Do you know, I heard it for the first time today, and I think it's... I don't like to say things sound like things, because I don't think that's a great thing for an artist to hear.
No, I don't always take it as a great compliment either, and people trying to do their own music, and then someone says, which they might intend to mean as a compliment, and it's their idea of a compliment.
Oh, you sound like this. I would like to say that the bass line in this tune is a bass line that I think Vince Clarke would be very proud of.
Well, now, what a compliment that is.
Yeah.
I liked talking about details. Julian was talking about details before. Little details stood out for me in this track from Graham is his hi-hat programming. It's really nice. If you listen to it, there's some really just like little subtle changes throughout the flow of the hi-hat to take it away from that feeling of, you know, strict pattern program, one pattern repeating, and it's the same as the last one. You know, he's got variations in there. And I think it's taken him to a 30-second, you know, double 16th, 30-second rolls in there, which is always... a nice effect with a hi-hat. I haven't used it myself, but it is nice when other people do it.
I wish I knew exactly what you were talking about, Dave. I'll just nod and smile politely. I wish I had the musical ability that you do, but I do know what you mean.
Programming, isn't it? Well, Graham will know that.
Yeah.
Programming, I think it's 30 seconds going in there. They're like double. It's double time of the 16th, isn't it?
Tell you what, should we have a listen? And then we can come back afterwards and let's see what it's all about. But this is a super upbeat piece of music from Graham Joseph Hecht. I know we're going to enjoy this. Yeah.
Only Human Radio.
Oh, I loved that. I really loved that. Again, it was a little nightmarish in places, but those Bagpuss samples, well, I will sleep tonight with one eye open. But I did like it.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
it's
good.
It's very nice. It's very nice. What we got coming up next, Andy?
We've got Dom Leeson with Lockdown Step Up. I'm just going to whisper this, but this has got a guitar on it. So,
and, it's good what?
I was only joking last time.
No. Yeah. But it's a lovely piece of work. It's
the drum and bass feel, isn't it?
Yeah,
drum bass style. It's not at first, but opens up gentler and then goes into that. Did also notice some nice hi-hat programming in this as well by Dom. Just like to mention that. Well, some nice programming.
Dom's actually a trumpet player.
Really?
I know he's been playing around Chester for some time, providing trumpet for local bands and what have you.
Right.
But I know that he does create some door-based electronica, which is what we're going to hear in a minute, hopefully.
There's a couple of bits I spotted in here. So he's got some reversed samples in there. I love a reverse sample. We get the yip-yip-yip. That bit in there which is really, really nice. And then it also, like halfway through, because it's a beautiful, slow building track.
Yeah.
And then about halfway through, it suddenly kicks in. But at that point that it kicks in, it all of a sudden takes on a really Spanish feel, I felt. But I could be wrong.
That's the guitar.
That could be the guitar. Yeah, it could be that Spanish guitar kicking in there. Tell you what, should you ever listen and just see what everybody else thinks?
Yeah.
Probably the best thing. All right. Here he is.
Thank you. alchemy, witchcraft, Satanism, necromancy, alchemy, witchcraft.
Black magic as being purely fictitious, or is there some truth in it?
Some truth. 100% truth. It is a fact. It is a fact which has existed for several thousand years.
Dom Leeson. Whoa, I like that a lot. That is reverse samples in there, the guitar. That was lovely, Andy, wasn't it?
It's got everything. It's wonderful. Beautiful
nice
piece of music.
I like the music. I like the music to it, you know.
Yeah, it was a full package, that really was. It's always a bit tricky halfway through the night when you bring on something which is fairly fantastic, but we've got something which is a little bit more than fairly fantastic. We've got something which is absolutely amazing. We have Mr. Dave Julian, Dr. Boom, the Prince of Synth himself. So we've got the big song coming up now from Dave. So, Dave, we've got Tinderbox coming up. Andy, I'm going to pass over to you because I'm out of my depth with this now.
Well, Tinderbox is one of Dave's sort of staples, I guess. I've recently he's taken a bit of excursion and he's like a two box magician
after the modulate influence, I must say.
Yeah, for the modulate influence of the two box limit. And he's come up with some fantastic stuff, but this harkens back to a time just before the two box limit. And it's one of Dave's tunes before he sort of started to explore the minimalism. So this, I don't know, how would you describe it, Dave? A lusher piece, a more, how would you describe it?
Menacing, melodic monotony.
Well, I'm not sure, monotony is not a word I would use.
It's got the repetitive bass, it is a repetitive melody line, but it is a melody in sort of two parts, but it's that sort of monotonous repetition of it, and there's a chiming bell from the Tempest going on as well, which is
the monotony
of repetition, I suppose, not necessarily monotony boring, but it might be to some people. But
yeah, but that's the staple of electronic music, though, isn't it? Is monotony? It's that
repetition.
Melodic constant repetition of something which keeps that whole thing going there. But I did write that yours. Yours is the second track, Dave, that I did write down Childhood Nightmares about.
Okay. Yeah, it is a bit... It's dark, I suppose. I'd use the word... Yeah, I'd say menacing kind of thing. I tried to have that menacing feel, and I put it together when it was a rainy summer as well. It was June 2018. I did a little slimmed-down version of it live at one of Daniel Schott's nights at the Carlton. And I had to get some tracks together quickly, so it was like just out of little ideas I had, and they were sort of like sketchy, just made up over the last few days tunes to play on that spot. And so Tinderbox was an early version I had there, and it was like a sketchy version of it. I did it at the Carlton, which I think was May 2018, Dan's night there, and then it was June 2018. I thought I'll do a longer, you know, sort of more organised version of that, and that's how.
What was your because whenever I make music, I've always got a muse. I'm always thinking about something when I'm creating the piece of music. What was going through your mind when you were making Tinderbox?
Menacing monotony.
What a lovely warm afternoon that must have been.
Menacing monotony. It originated from some sounds that are in the Tempest, and then, like, you know, sounds inspire ideas.
Rob was saying last week on last week's show, he was saying that sometimes that the machines lead the musician.
Yeah.
Do you feel as if that might be the case with the Tempest on this one?
Definitely, and new gear, new ideas.
But it's one of the songs tonight that I spotted that doesn't have a kick as a main structure in there as well.
A kick? How do you mean?
Yeah, as in a kick drum. So there's no kick drum. So there's no. Like a traditional EDM. It's not like a.
There's one that comes in. They're quite
exactly.
Long patterns in this on the Tempest. So there is a repetition that comes. It comes round. Hmm. It comes round during. I think there may be four bar patterns on the Tempest. There might be, and it comes round within that four bar loop. But I did like that. The bass emphasis is coming from the synths. And that is two monophonic analog synths MIDI together. So you've got four analog oscillators of bass note there.
Tell you what, should we have a listen? Yeah, why not, Andy? Come on, kick us in. Here we go. It's Dr. Synth, Dr. Boom, in the room. Here we go.
Only Human Radio.
amazing. Dave, I loved that. That was just phenomenal. Really phenomenal. Tell you what, just quick question for you. Where did you get that piano from? So was that, what were you playing that on?
The piano is on the Nord. It's a Nord Electro 4D,
right,
which I bought in 2012. They've bought a couple of upgrades out now. There's the 5D and the 6D. It's a Yamaha CP80 or CP70 emulation, which was the black Yamaha grand pianos that used to be out in the 70s, 80s. It's a sort of Peter Gabriel Simple Minds piano.
Peter Gabriel
and Simple Minds used the Yamaha CP80, so it's a Nord emulation of that, and I've put a bit of chorus on it as well. But
sounded phenomenal.
You know,
sounds lovely though. Sounds creamy and beautiful. Sounds like a proper grand piano in it. Anyway, do you know what it's time for now?
Andy's Gear Geek Corner.
What does that knob do? Oh. Do you like that jingle, Andy?
Yeah, loved it.
It was alright, though, wasn't it?
It's the best jingle I've ever heard.
Well, you know, if everything goes wrong, at least I can be a jingle writer.
Yeah.
So, you know, but, well, let's kick on with it then. So, it is the first time for...
Andy's Gear Geek Corner.
What does that knob do? Oh.
Right, okay. Well, you know, I have to say, I don't know much about gear, but I'm going to go for it. I'm going to dive right in.
You should. It's a good idea, spot for the radio, geek gear.
It's a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
So we're going to be, Dave, we're going to be talking about a piece of your gear. What have you chosen to talk about? What we're going to be looking at?
Well, I thought for this spot we could talk about the Tempest.
Just for the guys that are listening, we're talking about a Dave Smith,
Roger Lynn
Tempest.
Dave Smith, Roger Lynn Tempest. Yeah.
Oh, Roger Lynn.
Yeah. It was a combination of the two.
I didn't know that. Oh my god.
His name's on the box. It was. Yeah. Is it Dave Smith from Sequential?
I'm not lucky enough to own one. I haven't seen the box.
Well, they're available. I mean, the box of the units. They're available on the internet.
So we're talking about Dave Smith, the Dave Smith.
Dave Smith. Sequential profits.
Sequential. Back. Yeah.
Profits. Yeah, that guy, and he has got the name Sequential back recently now as well. But when he came back into trading in the, you know, sort of like mid 2000s. Around that time, well, the Tempest came out in 2011, and he had the Mofo and Evolver since like that out before that.
He
was using his Dave Smith name, Dave Smith Instruments.
Sorry, Andy, just tell me if I'm talking rubbish here, but did Dave Smith invent MIDI? I'm sure I read that.
The Prophet 600 was the first synth to have MIDI fitted as factory standard.
Fact checked by Dave.
Well done.
Sorry, Andy,
well done.
Go on.
I'm going to dive right in, Dave.
It is Geek Gear Corner. Geek Gear Corner.
Why, of all of your wonderful bits of equipment and wonderful instruments and synths, why have you chosen to talk about the Tempest tonight?
To talk about the Tempest because I thought, you know, it's an instrument that possibly not everybody has access to or might know a lot about or sees in action very often as well. You know, and I was like, it's new for me, you know, but I had to wait a long time in my life till I could start affording decent equipment. I got by for over 30 years with, you know, budget gear, really, but the passion was there, and I, you know, and the desire to progress and to improve, but it wasn't until I reached the age of 50 that I actually had money available to start buying better equipment. So because I'd waited that long, over three decades, you know, to be in a position where I could buy nice equipment that you see other people using and you see advertising, you think, you know, what difference could that make to me? What possibilities might that open up for me if I had, you know, some higher end equipment? So when I was able to, when I could afford to, that was the drum machine to buy because of those two names on it, Dave Smith, Roger Lynn in particular. So he did the Lindrum, Andy. From the first drum machine to have samples in it, Roger Lynn, and he worked on the Akai MPC equipment as well, the sequencer. It's his sequencer design, you see. He's like Tom O behind the Invent equipment.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't think Human League's Dare would exist without Roger Lynn.
Exactly, it was a Lindrum they used on that. It was, yeah. It was that drum machine. Yeah. So he's got a long heritage and that. So I thought, you know, it had to be a good piece of equipment to be made by those two guys.
If I'm going to put you on the spot now.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to describe what the Tempest is.
Okay.
If I was to, what could I expect from? How would I? Could I? What could I expect from a Dave Smith's Tempest?
Okay. Well, at the heart of the drum machine, it is a six-voice polyphonic analog synthesizer with two analog oscillators, and an analog sub-op oscillator. So, effectively, you know, you've got like three sources for waveforms there in the analog section, and then the other half of it is digital, where you've got two digital oscillators where you can load in samples from the sampler. So it is actually a hybrid drum machine like some others. It's put forward more as an analog drum machine because of the analog side of it and the analog synth engine. Okay, so it could be a four oscillator with a sub, six voice synthesizer to start with.
But it's got a full signature in there, and it's got a drum machine and everything. So would you say it's almost a groove box, or is that a step too far?
It has become a groove box. And the thing is, when it first came out, it didn't have all the software implementations inside the unit that they've brought out over subsequent years since it was released. So when I bought this one in 2013, it only had the second operating software in it, and it's later operating softwares that have been released since then that have had the features for the Tempest that have allowed to use it live, really, because it didn't have the facility for chaining patterns or creating a song like which is what they call the playlist now, where you can arrange your beats in a sequence order to play, you know, in my case synced up to the electron analog keys, the music is in there, beats in the Tempest for those tunes I've done in the past. So there's a playlist, you know, to create beats on.
What's it like to play live? Is it particularly good?
Well, to play live, you just hit play, you know, when you're playing what you've programmed into it. And it's what I've used at both Storyhouse gigs and Modulate a couple of times. So it's been great to be able to use it live, you know, working on these things at home, recording them, and then being able to hear them live and loud through the Nexus system, or whatever system we're using. You know, that's great, and that's where they come to life, to life these instruments as well. So to use live, it's great to have, you know, that sound set behind you, and it's just totally reliable.
So a bit like, I mean, I'm very used to the Electron gear. So could you sequence or compose on the Tempest? Can you send data to an external device, for example?
Pattern steps in a sequence.
Yeah.
That's what it's doing. That's what it's doing, Andy, with the
brilliant.
Look, with the Nix on Crushed By You, it's playing the bass. It's playing the bass on Tinderbox. And on those tracks I use it for external gear. On Organism, I'm using it as a duophonic synth. It's playing the beats and at one section of the track, and I can access an internal synth sound on the Tempest. So I'm playing a bass note on the analog keys, then a bass note on the mofo, and with two fingers I'm playing like one note and then a two finger chord on the Tempest,
right,
with a sound on that, so it can do that as well. And it's got a lovely sounding Dave Smith sequential Prophet synth engine in there with analog distortion as well, which that's the first instrument I ever owned, you know, with its own dedicated analog, dedicated distortion circuit in there. I believe it is analog distortion, anyway. But that is really nice to have, you know, to put on the beats.
I don't want to embarrass you, Dave.
Okay.
But, no, I'm gonna.
All right.
didn't you get featured on the Dave Smith website?
Right, I did.
What's that all about? I mean, that's got to feel good, hasn't it?
It did feel very good. Nobody was more surprised about that than me and at the time, I must tell you. I felt, yeah, I felt honoured and grateful when it happened. I thought, how has this happened? You know, and
just tell us a little bit about what it is.
Do a feature, Sequential, the company. They're based in San Francisco, California, west coast of America, and, you know, they have a website, and they do a full sort of artist support feature as well. They're like, it's promotion either way, isn't it? You know, they're supporting artists who use their equipment to make music.
Yeah.
And then it's also a promotion for them to feature somebody who's making music with their equipment. So it's like a two-way deal sort of thing, isn't it? But it's a feature they've been having, been running for a while on the website.
It's quite an honour, though, isn't it, to be invited to do that?
I did feel genuinely honoured.
Well, do you know what, Dave? I could listen to you for a lot longer about that as well. That was really quite fascinating and just great to hear how you use the piece of equipment, but also just your involvement with the Dave Smith and the Sequential website and all the rest of it. That's phenomenal. I didn't know all that. I've known you for a good few years. I didn't know any of that whatsoever.
Cheers, Dave.
Yeah, thanks so
Cheers,
much.
Andy.
That was
Cheers,
just
Jules.
Fascinating.
Thanks very much.
Well, as always, it's lovely chatting to you. I wish we could chat a little bit longer on that, but we're still... Dave's going to be here for the rest of the show, so it doesn't really matter. It's fine. We're not going to lose him. But we do have to move on to another song now. So we've now got Teeth Crack. Do you know, this was on Only Human One, Andy, wasn't it?
This was one of your choices for tonight, wasn't it? You were like, absolutely, we've got to have Teeth Crack on here.
Yeah.
It's on the Only Human One compilation. A guy called James, I think. Don't know a lot about him. He's quite a mysterious figure.
Does he?
The last time I knew of him, he lived in Rill.
Caribbean of the North, Rill is.
Exactly.
Got palm trees, everything.
He makes a big noise with some little stuff.
Well, he must be about the only person in history who's got a Bastl synth to do anything that he actually wants it to do, because normally those will just do nothing that you want them to do whatsoever, rather than make random noises.
You have to tame some gear, don't you?
Oh, I've had two of them. Yeah. They were nightmares.
But this track from Teeth Crack, I'd recommend everybody just turns it up. You're playing this radio show through, turn it up for this one.
Only Human Radio.
Oh, gritty. Gritty? Oh, I love that. That really. There's a bit about three quarters of the way through where it suddenly just really turns into, and even if you thought it was gritty enough already, it just gets a little bit grittier.
It's nice and dark.
It's noisy and dark, that one,
that's what
for me.
I could be playing on a Nexus night.
I think you're right, Dave.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Thanks. I would have swung my hips to that, I would have thought.
Swung your pants.
And we was just saying before, I was saying before, there's two songs in particular that I've listened to on repeat a good few times.
This is another one of yours, isn't it?
It is another one of my choices. So off the Only Human One album, so the Teeth Crack Core song was just superb. But also this Fourth Eden song, again, there's something about it, and I don't know what it is. It's just, I find it really therapeutic, this song. I just thoroughly enjoy listening to it. The Teeth Crack one's different. I just find that, you know, it's just a really good, raw, gritty, good hardcore song. But this has something very therapeutic, very, very gentle, and very easy about it. I can't
when
really
I was
put my
listening
finger
on to this, I wrote down watery, but not as in watered down, as in it feels like it's
fluid.
Gives me the sensation of being underwater. Like it might be something, it might be music you might hear. I don't know. Mermaids might listen to it on their Walkmans or something.
Should we listen to Fourth Eden? It's probably be the best thing, really,
nice,
wouldn't
music.
It?
It's nice.
Yeah, it's great.
It is. It's beautiful.
Cool. That's what it is.
So
it's another piece of door music as well, which we are all huge fans of.
Right.
100%. Absolutely. Let's have a listen to this, and we'll come straight back in.
Only Human Radio. Thank you.
Yeah, I can remember why I liked that so much. I can remember why I listened to that repeatedly in my car. There is something very, very beautiful about that song,
isn't
it?
It's got like a cinematic feel, sort of cinematic, anthemic feel about it. It's big, isn't it? It's a big...
Are we going to use the soundtrack word? Are we using the soundtrack word?
We can. We can say ethereal soundtrack.
We're only allowed to use it once every show, and I'm using mine now.
I think it's a soundtrack piece,
Yeah,
it is. I wrote down stop saying soundtrack and stop saying ethereal before we started the show tonight. So I'm glad you've actually given me the permission and the thumbs up to be able to say that once. But it is like an ethereal soundtrack.
I think we
soundtrack.
Can say soundtrack at least once.
Yeah,
I think that's fair enough. I think you're spot on there. So that was Fourth Eden. It was a beautiful, beautiful song. That. So we're moving in now to David Hughes. Now, the first time I met David Hughes was at one of Jim Al's events in Chester. Crikey! In fact, Dave. You were on the, and Andy, we were all on the same night. It was all of us together.
Oh, we were playing outside. Was it the courtyard?
In the shed.
Yeah, we were doing the chill out zone outside one of Jim's events there. That was the one. Yeah, so, but yeah, we did. And that was the first time I heard David play. And I think it was actually the first time David played live as well.
Oh, right.
And it was just
amazing. Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was utterly amazing, and that he'd sort of hidden away for so long and had this talent there, which he'd not shown to anybody live, was quite... Well, I think it was a bit of an opening moment for all of us, really, particularly Dave, and I think Dave thoroughly enjoyed it. We thoroughly enjoyed it. I know we did.
Coming out for the first time, wasn't it, with that music?
Yeah.
Do you know what I like about David is that he is one of our Door/Ableton performers. Mm-hmm. But he's taking the step and he's actually doing it live. You know, it's a big step for that type of controller and that type of music to actually have the guts to stand there and do it live. You know, and fair play. It's really good
absolutely,
stuff.
Absolutely, well, and it's a clock.
The music speaks for itself as well. And one of the first things I noticed about David's music when I heard it, without any conversation with anybody else, when I was first hearing his music, there was definitely elements that I was hearing in there in his chord progressions that reminded me of the nicer side of early 80s new romantic music.
If you listen to
some early Orchestral Maneuvers tracks, there's some really sweet chord changes in those, and that's the sort of thing that David's music was reminding me of at the time there. And I think there are elements, you know, he's been able to capture that feeling that certain chords can produce when you put them together.
I think
David has that in some of his music, you know.
I've got a very similar feeling to you, Dave, because...
it's noticeable, isn't it? So.
Two of the things that I think he absolutely nails are his chord progressions.
Yeah.
And his arpeggios as well. They're sweet as a nut for me.
Yeah, no, they have a sort of sweetness about them, doesn't it? And it is, for me, living through that period, so it is from experience, and it is that same sort of feeling from the music that is evoked listening to the music, so it's from that experience that I compare it to. It has got that feel of early 80s music.
It's classic early 80s EDM. It really is. It's beautiful. And again, this is all programmed by David himself as well, which is another beautiful thing.
It has a romantic feel about it, and it's sort of like new romantic of it the does. Early 80s revisited by new romantics.
But it's not a series of presets that... Sorry, go on, Andy.
I think the tune that he sent us tonight, though, it's a remix by somebody called Great Circles. So I think we might be treated to something, a different angle on it, a different view, somebody else's interpretation. So it's Platform Zero and it's Augmentation. But it is the Great Circles remix.
Okay.
Tell you what, shall we have a listen?
Yeah.
Might as well. Come on, here we go. David Hughes. Thank you.
Only Human Radio.
David Hughes, Platform Zero. That really was a classic bit of late 80s, early 90s, wasn't it?
Even earlier, I think. Absolutely bob on.
I think you might
absolutely
be wrong.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was. It was superb. Lovely. Well done, David. Thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyable, as are all of your songs. Ah, oh, good Lord. Where's the time gone? It's happened again. Rash, it's the last song. Can you believe this, boys?
No.
This is outrageous.
Right. Time flies, the old saying.
Well, it does. It does. But what a song we've got to finish off with. It's Swirl a Burner. Andy, take us through this a little bit, would you?
This is called The Silk Road to the Ventilator and Back Again. Okay?
Okay. Is that a journey?
Phil's an old mate of mine from back in the day. I've known Phil since I was about 18, 19 years old from back in the Midlands. So, at least 20 years.
Back in the 50s.
So, Phil's an old pal of mine. He's still very active with the old music. He's not been... I just wanted to say he's not been in the best of health recently, and I just wanted to, if you're listening, Phil, tonight, I know you listen to the Only Human First Radio, but if you're listening, then speedy recovery,
get well soon,
and all that. But he's knocked out a tune, and we were talking about it earlier. It's got so many different elements to it. It feels like a journey. I haven't asked him.
Done it like that then? Yeah, yeah.
I haven't asked him what it actually means. But should we just hear it? I don't want to describe this one because I want everybody just to listen to it and make up their own minds. So, The Silk Road to the Ventilator and Back Again.
Let's have a listen. Here we go.
Only Human Radio.
Oh, Swirla Birda. That really was beautiful. That was like a proper journey. It was almost like
it's like a film. You know, like Dave mentioned to us that it's like a film with different scenes.
Yeah, different parts of the tune. It's like different parts, doesn't it? You know, it could be different scenes.
It was absolutely, and it was like a proper journey there and back again, and a thoroughly enjoyable one through all the whole thing. So thank you very much indeed, Phil Swirla Birda. That was a really lovely song to end off with. I can't believe it's the end of the night again already. Andy, we've had some great tunes, in tonight. But if we wanted greater tunes, how could people get in contact with us to possibly put those through to us?
Well, we now have an email. So if anybody would like to send us a tune, if anybody feels that they'd like to be picked over by us and chatted about, then please send your tunes to onlyhumanradio@gmail.com.
What was that? What was that email address again?
It's onlyhumanradio@gmail.com. No, there's no mate in there. onlyhumanradio@gmail.com.
Is that a lowercase, well, mate? In that as well?
It's all lowercase. Yeah. Yes, mate.
Yes, mate.
And also, don't forget, you can listen to us on Spotify, Deezer. What else, been Andy? All sorts of blinking things. I don't know. It's YouTube.
I don't know. You organised it.
Yeah, I did. I just can't remember. But we're all over the shop. Just search for us any of your favourite platforms. You'll find us on there somewhere or another. Anyway, Andy, would you want to just take us through the fantastic talent that we've had tonight and just talk about the people that we've had and just run us through all that? And then we can sadly say our goodbyes.
Okay. So first up, we had Ross Alexander, Hope. That was the original mix. Joseph Hecht, In the Window, our Brighton friend. Dom Leeson, Lockdown Step Up. We had Dr. Boom.
In the Room.
The Prince of Synthness, Dave Julian. Tinderbox, a lovely chat about his gear. A lovely chat about... the story behind the making of Tinderbox. Then we had Teeth Crack with Core, Fourth Eden, Transcendence, both available on the Only Human compilations. Platform Zero, David Hughes with Augmentation, Great Circles remix, and finishes off was Swirla Birda, The Silk Road to the Ventilator, and Back Again.
Well, I would say that was a fantastic collection of music, and what a way to have a second show end off. I would say that's superb. And thank you so much, Dave Julian, for joining us tonight. It's been an utter pleasure.
Welcome, my absolute pleasure, and thank you very much for inviting me onto the show.
Oh, anytime. Anytime, Dave. Just pop round for a burger and a beer tomorrow. Come on. It'd be lovely. It really would. But anyway, it all now goes down to Andy to give us our big goodbye, as always, Andy.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Andy.
Is that it? You're not going to do say see you, keep safe?
No, I did that last week.
No, that's fair enough. It's a fair point. Yeah, it's a fair point, well made. Too much repetition. Anyway, we'll hopefully see you next time, if we ever get another show. So, it's me. Goodbye from me, Jules.
Good night.
Good night from me, Dave Jules.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Only Human Radio.